Well, the invitation to come and see is an invitation to encounter, to witness the miraculous, and to partake in even greater things. And so as we respond to Jesus' call, our lives become a canvas on which God paints his wonders. So our responsibility is to embrace this journey with faith, knowing that following Jesus means we will truly see amazing things unfold in our lives and in the world for his glory. Have you ever discovered something amazing that you just couldn't wait to show your friends or your family? Never? Some hidden treasure, some old photo, or let's be honest, some social media video that you laughed and you laughed and you laughed at. And so we often wrap these things up in saying, you've got to check this out, or look at this. We love sharing our finds with others. It's this invitation to discover that is so enticing about Jesus' somewhat cryptic saying, come and see, that he uses throughout the Gospels. In John 1, we hear him extend this invitation to the first disciples as he bids them on a journey of lifetime, a journey that would ultimately change their lives, the world, and the humanity forever. The amazing thing about faith is that this 2,000-year-old invitation is the same one we answer today. Whenever we step out of our comfort zones and into faith, we take a chance. Will it be amazing? Will it be worth it? There's always risk involved. And just as it was for those first few disciples, and just as there is when anyone wants to show us their amazing discovery or social media video. With that being said, I would argue that the risk we take in following Jesus is worth it in the end. And Mrs. Beaver says to the young Susan in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Anybody ever watch that? C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Mrs. Beaver says to young Susan, safe? Said Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Safe? Who said anything about safe? But he's good, because he's the king, I tell you. So this invitation extends beyond mere observation, and it beckons us to witness the miraculous nature of following Jesus and experience all the good things that he has in store for us. If you have your Bibles or your Bible apps with you, we're going to turn to John chapter 1 this morning. John chapter 1. Let's start reading at verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, come, follow me. Philip was from Bethsaida, Andrew and Peter's hometown. And Philip went to look for Nathanael and told him, we have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nazareth, exclaimed Nathanael. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Come and see for yourself, Philip replied. And as they approached, Jesus said, now here is a genuine son of Israel, a man of complete integrity. How do you know about me? Nathanael asked. And Jesus replied, I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you. And then Nathanael exclaimed, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. You are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Our journey begins with an invitation from Jesus himself. In verse 43, we witness the simple profound words, follow me. And it's hard to grasp the profound nature of the word, these words and what they would have meant in Jesus' time. Can you even imagine a stranger saying that to you later today? And even more, can you imagine following them? But these words were more than a creepy back alley invitation. This was a rabbi call to be a permanent disciple. So Philip, responding to Jesus' call, seeks out Nathanael. He's so excited, he so joyfully declares, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote." And Philip rightly understood who was Jesus was and what potentially he was calling people to do. He was excited, he was overjoyed, he was eager to share his discovery with Nathanael. But Nathanael was skeptical and asked, can anything good come from Nazareth? It's to this objection that we get these precious, precious words, come and see. You see, Philip invited Nathanael to see for himself with his own eyes this traveler, the long-awaited Messiah, the one that the Jewish people had been waiting centuries to meet. And just as Philip shared his encounter with Jesus, we are called to share our experiences with those around us. When we respond to Jesus' invitation and follow him, we become witnesses to his transformation of power. Our lives become living testimonies, drawing others to come and see. Come and see the miraculous work of Christ. It's okay if people respond with skepticism, like Nathanael did. We trust that Jesus is more capable of handling people's objections. But it's our job to extend the invitation. One of the things that I saw the miraculous happen this week was when we were at Tim Hortons on Tuesday night. And our ladies were doing our Bible study, and the guys were having their coffee and their chat in another corner. And as we were talking about blessed are the meek, there was a gentleman just sitting across from us. And we were talking about the definition of meekness versus humility. And all of a sudden he piped in and said, "Well, this is what I see and what I believe." And so we chatted a little bit. And then we were talking about something else, weren't we, Sharon? And then again, he said, "Well, this is what I see there." I said, "Oh, great." And then I proceeded to say, "Well, do you attend church anywhere?" And then I remembered that the guys were sitting just over there. And this man then went and joined Micah and Harry and Ken. And they were able to witness to this man about God's love, the invitation to come and see and to speak Jesus into people's lives. You see, skeptical Nathanael does in fact get up to see for himself, as we read in 1 John 47. Jesus responds as he approaches with a statement that transcends mere physical sight. "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree. I saw you." Jesus saw you. Jesus sees you. And Nathanael, astounded by this revelation, acknowledges Jesus as the Son of God. His eyes were open, and he took the risk. He took the step of faith, and he went to see for himself. We also learned a little bit more deeply about Nathanael a couple weeks ago in our Bible study. But following Jesus opens our eyes to the miraculous. It goes beyond the natural realm, allowing us to perceive the divine in our everyday life. Our spiritual eyes being opened, and we begin to see the hand of God at work in unexpected ways. Our faith in Jesus enables us to witness miracles, both big and small. This is part of how he reveals himself to an unbelieving and a weary world. We must open our hearts and eyes and acknowledge the miraculous things that happen all around us. Think about for a moment, if you are a Christian, how you have seen God at work in your life. It could be astounding miracles, or it could just be the ordinary, everyday mercies of life. We're chosen, we're blessed, we're redeemed, and we're reminded that all things are possible with God. In November, we started praying around these tables for the neighborhood, and how God has brought some amazing friends as part of our church family. This past week, our food bank moved back in to operate inside the building. And right where you are sitting, our friends have sat. There was a lady over here that was reading one of the New Believers Bible. There was a couple of volunteers praying with a guy here and a lady over there. There were children playing here and coloring right here while our friends were waiting to be served. There was a game of pool and conversation between the guys happening. God conversations happening. Because God is bringing us, his church, to even greater things. Yeah. All because God's people, both those who sit around these tables on Sunday mornings, or those who are on our Zoom meeting, or those who are in personal prayer pockets, have prayed for greater things. Jesus concludes this passage when he says, "You will see greater things than these." Wow! You'll see greater things than these? God has a way of blowing our minds. Ask one of the leadership team. Sandra, Meredith is out there. Verna's not here today. Ask one of the leadership team about the fact, the story of God at work. God at work. And then he refers to the connection between heaven and earth, the openings of the heavens and the angels ascending and descending. And this must have all sounded so wild to those early disciples as they were just trying to wrap their minds around the words of Jesus. But we will see greater things because of God's power. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. We will experience more than we can think or imagine because of God, his power. And as Mrs. Beaver stated, safe? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the King, I tell you. He's the King. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And so as we follow Jesus, we are promised not only to see the miraculous, but to experience the greater things. Our journey with him is a continuous unfolding of divine wonders. And through prayer and through worship and through the studying of God's word and a surrendered life, we tap into the heavenly realms. And we witness the supernatural power, intervention of God in our circumstances and the world around us. We must answer his invitation to follow him. Come. Come and see. Come and see and step out in faith. It's a risk worth taking. The invitation to come and see is an invitation to encounter and witness the miraculous and partake in greater things. It's not just an invitation to look at and return, but it's the journey to embark on a lifetime. It's about following Jesus, sharing Jesus, and glorifying Jesus with our lives. And so as we wrap up his word today, I want to draw your attention to the repetitive mention of sight, seeing, and understanding in this passage of scripture. Philip saw Jesus for who he really was. Nathanael couldn't see how anything good could come from Nazareth. Philip invited Nathanael to see for himself. Jesus saw Nathanael sitting under a fig tree. Nathanael's eyes were opened to see who Jesus really was. And Jesus tells his disciples that they will, guess what it is, see greater things. They will see prophecy come to life before their very eyes. Maybe this morning you're having a hard time seeing Jesus in your life. Maybe it's because we're looking for it in all the wrong places. Maybe he's been with you all along, right next to you, walking with you in the valley, in unison with every step that you took. Maybe he's been cheering you on, protecting you from the lies of the enemy, and cultivating a straight path before you. Maybe you and I just need to answer the call again today to follow him, to come and see. Knowing that as we respond to Jesus' call, our lives become a canvas on which God paints his wonders. I can't wait to see how God is going to paint that canvas. It's new every day, isn't it? New every day. And as we embrace this journey of faith, knowing that following Jesus, we will see amazing things. And so this morning, my friends, follow Jesus and come and see for yourself. And yes, Stephen, come and see for yourself. We're going to just sing together this morning as we reflect upon God's word, a beautiful song that my hope is built, and we invite the worship team to come join me. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. This morning, as you think about God's word, as you think about your journey and where you are with God, or maybe you aren't on any road that leads or is being led by God at this moment. Maybe you used to. Maybe you're like Nathanael and you're saying, oh, I don't get it. I'm skeptical. God invites us to come and see. See for ourselves. Because he already sees us sitting under that fig tree and acknowledges who we are. And because in that journey, there's a risk worth taking. And so as we sing this and as we pray, as we reflect, if you'd like to stand and pray, if you'd like to come and stand and pray here, pray where you are, wherever it is, where your fig tree is today. God sees you. God sees you.